So this interview is for the purpose of the COVID-19 archive project. I am Trisha House. I will be interviewing Anna or Annie Schaller, who is a second year environmental engineer student at Northeastern, living in Boston currently. She is originally from Canada, although her parents now live in New Jersey, which is where she also attended high school. For the majority of the pandemic, she was living at home with her parents, brother, and dog, although she did travel to Canada for the summer, and during her free time, Anna runs track. Annie, do you consent to being recorded for this project?
Yeah, I consent.
So just a few questions for you, Annie. When this all started, what was your living situation and did it change rapidly? How did you deal with that?
Yeah, I was living on campus. I was a first year, so I was in the dorm. And because I was on the track team, we didn't go home for spring break. We were here the whole way doing practicing and things. And then we got back. Everyone else came back to campus. And we started hearing about coronavirus and everything, and there was rumors that we were going to get kicked off. And I was like, that's not going to happen. There's no way they can move all these kids in such a short amount of time. But eventually, as we all know, that did happen, and we got word that we had to vacate our rooms and take all of our belongings with us. I believe on a Saturday or Sunday, and we had to do this by Tuesday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that was obviously, oh, sorry, you continue.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
That was obviously very jarring. And it was a late night of packing for sure. I think it kind of all happened so fast that I didn't really get an opportunity to reflect on it and think about what had happened until I got home and sort of sat down and digested it all. But definitely very jarring, very shocking to the system, to the mind, emotions, all the things.
Mm-hmm. And can I assume that your parents picked you up from Northeastern?
Yes, my mother had to take the day off work suddenly, obviously, and she drove up really early, picked me up, drove back down the same day.
And thank you for sharing your perspective on how you felt about the sudden change in everything. How did your parents feel about Northeastern's response to COVID-19 and the kind of abruptness of it?
Yeah, I think we were all sort of in a state of shock and just sort of like dealing and living through the moment as best we could. But looking back on it, I think Northeastern took swift action to keep us safe, which I appreciated. I don't think I necessarily appreciated that in the moment as much as I did in the month after. And then I think they also were, like many, many other people, frustrated with the lack of notice and the disruption in that manner. We were very fortunate in that we did live a drive away. It wasn't a situation where we had to fly across the world. I have friends who were in much tougher than we were. But I think it was more just a minor, if you can say that, inconvenience to us. And they and I both sort of appreciated that aspect and were grateful for that.
Now, Annie, you told me that you have a brother. How old is your brother?
He's a fourth year this year in university. He's 2 years older than me.
Okay. How would you say that, how would you say that Northeastern's we're going to skip ahead here, fall plan for dealing with COVID-19 compares to your brother's university, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no, of course. I definitely am way more confident in Northeastern's plan. The testing regimen is the best of all I've heard of my friends or my brother. His school tests, I believe, once or twice a week. And they have the same sort of wellness housing that we have. But the one difference is they put in a kind of a bizarre rule where you have to have, if you're living off campus, you have to have only two people per bathroom. So if you have a house of four people, there has to be two bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And so that made it so that a lot of people had to say they were quote unquote living at home and not go on campus or anything, which also means that they are not getting tested. So the big difference between the two schools is that there's a large population of people at his school not getting tested, whereas everyone has the option here to get tested. So that's made me really confident, and also the sort of the hybrid classes made me really happy because online classes are not the best.
Yeah, fair. Well, that's good to hear that. I hope your brother does okay. Now, being a living in the United States, but also going to Canada for the summer, how did you feel about the Canadian response to COVID-19 as opposed to the response from the US?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting because coming from a state like New Jersey, where our governor was very active and proactive in his regulations and in his response to going to Canada and Ontario, where we were, where the same sort of proactiveness, but less people wearing masks for sure. It felt like the disease, coronavirus, the pandemic hit a little closer to home, just because we spent the heart of the big outbreak and everything when people were, many, many people were dying a day in New York City. We spent that literally 12 miles outside of New York City. Mm-hmm. So it was much more real, I think, when we were there and probably to everyone in our neighborhood and in our area. And then when we went to Canada, it was less, still obviously a thing and happening, but it was less jarring for people in Canada, I think. Mm-hmm. So less people wearing masks, more of a afterthought than a forethought, I would say. And then returning back here, you kind of have that same sort of like, oh, this is really a big deal coming back and this has hit people really hard and that's really important to remember. I honestly feel like I wish some of that that like shockingness had made its way, not in terms of the casualties and victims, but in terms of the cautiousness of the people here had made its way to Canada. Mm-hmm. Because right now their cases are on the rise and they've had to scale back the numbers of gatherings and things. So mm-hmm. It's very different looking at the responses and how people react to them.
Yeah, definitely. And then the final question for you, as a runner, track is what I presume to be a low contact sport. So obviously certain sports have been canceled for this semester. Do you feel like anything in track has really changed? Have you noticed any changes in your day-to-day like runs and that kind of stuff with your team?
I think our season's obviously canceled. That was a big bummer, but we've had to start practices way later. So we don't have organized practices yet. I think that'll start next week. So that's the week of September 20th for context. I don't know when this is going to be listened to. And we are way more cautious about who we run with and trying not to make the social bubble too big. And then also obviously just wearing a mask while you run, which is sort of a bigger adjustment than one might think, because that's obviously not the most comfortable thing, but necessary. So I think in terms of day-to-day life, we tend to run at the same time of the day that we did last year or the year before or whatever. But it's more just who's coming and how are we going to stage like the groups and are we going to leave 15 minutes after the first group leaves and things like that. And then as we move into practices, I think that'll be more up to the coaches, which is nice to have it off of our plates a bit. But we'll have to be obviously still cautious.
Okay. Annie, this interview has now concluded. Just for context, could you please state the date and end time of this interview?
It is Friday, September 18th, 2020, and it is 10:09 in the morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for participating in this. Best wishes.
Thank you.